We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, we're having a conversation. Hang on, folks. We're just talking about deferred compensation plans. Oh, hey, we're on. I always act surprised when we're on like this. Boy, we have so much to talk about today. We've been running around trying to get some last-minute things done for the program. I had Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. It's just so much to talk about. And a lot of it has to do today with a Roth IRA. Roth! I'm sure glad they've still got those, you know? I just picture someday, somewhere down the line, them messing with the Roth IRAs, whether it has to do with the, you know, the conversion. We're actually going to talk a little bit about this idea of what they call a Roth two-step, backdoor Roth, whatever you want to call it. Has to do with Roth conversions, and they're a whole lot easier and more attractive now, and have been since like 2010. And the reason is because they got rid of the income limits. Now we'll explain what we're talking about here. But I just keep waiting. One day they're going to say, we're putting income limits back in. How do you like that? We're going to go back to the old income limits. So we will explain what we're talking about here on this. But Roth IRAs, IRA taxation, a lot of that has to do with that. How it works. We've got some Roth contribution strategies to talk to you about. We're actually going to go over the Roth eligibility rules. We talked a little bit about that toward the end of the program yesterday. And the income rules. But in order to understand how a backdoor or Roth two-step works and why you might be able to use it to your advantage, you need to understand how the Roth eligibility rules work. Who can contribute to a Roth? Who cannot contribute to a Roth? We'll also get into the IRA stuff, traditional IRA. That can get a little bit confusing because some of it has to do with the deductibility of an IRA has to do with whether or not you have a plan at work. Do you participate in a plan at work? All this stuff. So as I said, there's plenty of stuff to talk about. I hope we can get it all in this hour and possibly next hour, along with your phone calls and your emails. If you want to call us, we do have lines open for you here at the top of the show, top of the hour, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. That's PLANNER, and we do help you plan. Help you strategize. Roth IRAs are a big part of a strategy. And the reason is because of the tax-free nature of the withdrawals in a Roth IRA. Taxes are deferred, but you may, if you have to satisfy the right conditions, be able to withdraw the money, gains and all, tax-free. And what's better than tax-free in the financial world? Not a whole lot. So we'll talk about that, and we'll take your phone calls at that number, 877-752-6637. And if you want to email us, we have some emails on this very topic. You go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. A lot of good information there at wealthed.com. Also, speak to Professor Plum off the air. I'll give you this number right off the bat, 800-644-1150. That takes you right there to Lucia Capital Group, where you can speak in person to any one of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors. They're there all across the country, Professor Plum included. Speak with him or any of them about your financial situation. Is a Roth right for you? We don't know. You got to call us. Give us the information. Is it better to do what's called a Roth two-step, like we're going to talk about right now? We'll tell you. That and so much more. Social Security strategies, insurance strategies, and just a bunch of stuff, almost innumerable, too much to talk about here. So give them a call, 800-644-1150, and get your strategy going if you don't have one yet. We've seen the importance of having a strategy, especially now as markets continue to be volatile and probably will be throughout the rest of 2018, however long that's going to be. All right, so turning our attention to Roths, the Roth IRA. The Roth IRA can legally drink now.
It's 21.
Yeah. How do you like that? Well, let's see. Is it quite 21?
We haven't finished the 21st year.
Well, you have to finish the 20th year.
We finished 20 years.
It was 98. It was
all of 98. So we finished the end of 20.
It started, what, January 1st, 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, so January 1st of 2019, it'll be 21 officially.
Yes.
So we're almost there. We're almost there. A couple more
21
weeks.
21 full years.
You can take Mr. Ira, Roth out to drink. 21 years we've had the Roth. It seems strange because we've been talking about it all these times. Huh?
Yeah, it's been 21, almost 21
20,
full
just
years.
Just shy of 21 years.
21 full years.
Yeah. So anyway, Roth IRAs. And when we first started talking about it, it was all new, obviously. Even when we did this, you know, back in the early part of the 2000s, and I look back and I say, how did we come up with a lot of these strategies without the Roth IRA? I mean, that added such an open field of different possibilities, didn't it?
Made it a lot easier and a lot more complicated, depending upon which way you want to look at it. It was easier because now people felt that they had a very clear idea.
Sure.
In the past, there was and currently today, there are a lot of people who cannot put deductible money into a traditional IRA. They could, anybody who is under required minimum distribution age, who is working, can contribute to an IRA. They didn't take our ability to contribute to an IRA away. What they did was they took our ability to deduct that contribution away if we were also a participant in a retirement plan through work. So if we had, the company's putting in $10 in our name, we're technically a participant. And that stopped us from being able to deduct, put in whatever the limit was when back in the day, $2,000, now almost $6,000 for everybody. We weren't allowed to deduct it. There was this income limit. And so the IRA, the ability to save on our own, kind of lost some of its luster in the fact that, well, why do I want to put non-deductible money in, turn it into ordinary income in the future?
No tax and then break now.
Have to file a tax return to be able to get my own after-tax money back out at some point. And I can never get it out all at once. What a pain it is. They came up with this Roth IRA. Still not a deductible contribution, but flexible. Ability to get my money if I need to, tax deferred growth. If I'm 59 and a half or older when I take the money out and it's been 5 years tax free, what a godsend that was. I mean, that was manna from heaven in the investment world.
Can you imagine that? And back then, stocks, and especially, tech stocks at the time were just growing and growing.
Well,
and
in 98, people, 99 they were.
That's what I mean.
Not when so much in 2000.
Well, no. But when it came out in 1998.
Yes.
This was, so I could put $2,000 inside this Roth IRA, and then 5 years from now, when it's grown to $2 million, I could take it all out tax free. Which seemed possible back in 1998. And the answer was yes. Yes, you could.
It didn't grow that much.
It didn't grow that much. Well, maybe one or two that did.
To entice us back in 1998, they said, if you want to convert. Now, conversions for people who make under $100,000, not including the converted amount back then. But if you convert money, we'll let you pay the tax over 4 years.
Yes, and this is the reason, this is going to lead into our discussion here. You mentioned converting. Back then in 1998, when they first started with Roths, people had just ordinary, pre-tax IRAs, deductible IRAs, whatever, pre-tax money inside of an IRA. That's what a lot of people had. And they were enticing people not to just contribute post-tax money into an IRA, but they said, you can convert. You know that IRA that's been sitting there that you put, that took a tax deduction on? If you want to take it out of the IRA, traditional IRA, pay some taxes on it, on the whole thing, or whatever, and put it in a Roth, it'll grow tax-free. That was an incentive for people. And a lot of people said, well, gosh, yeah, but my traditional IRA, this is in 1998, my traditional IRA has, I've got a lot of gain in that. I put in $10,000, it's now worth $30,000 or something. I don't want to pay tax on all that. And they say, okay, well, you will have to, but let's spread it out over 4 years. Oh, well, then that's not so bad.
Yep.
Well,
it depends on how you stayed invested. That was an interesting... you would see people... I saw somebody do $600,000, $700,000... Let's just call it $600,000 conversion in 1998. And they had to... They didn't spread the tax. They didn't calculate the tax and spread the tax. They spread the taxable event. So $600,000, they would take a quarter of it and put it onto their tax return in each year for the next 4 years.
Right.
So they put $150,000 on their tax return for each year, 4 years. But there was $600 in the Roth, and if they kept it invested in, you know, the techie stuff, did fine for a year or so, and then 2000 happened, and that $600, which may have even grown to $1 million by then, yeah, went down to maybe $300 or $400, and they're still paying tax on all $600.
If that, it was kind of a mess, and so yeah, as well intentioned I suppose as they were, investment things happen. All right. So anyway.
And the limit was $2,000 contribution limit back then.
The most you put into a Roth IRA was $2,000. Well, any IRA.
At the time, the limit for contributing to an IRA was $2,000.
It just seems way too low.
Well, yeah, it was very low.
It was 20 years ago, but I mean, it was $2,000. That's not like $6,000 today, is it? And was there a catch-up provision back then?
Not then. The catch-up didn't happen until 2002.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what are we talking about here? Well, we're going to clear this all up for you as we've given you the history of the Roths. Now, we're going to give you the Roth eligibility rules when we come back. For contributing to a Roth, what do you need to contribute money to a Roth IRA? You put post-tax money in, you let it grow tax-free or tax-deferred, and when you're over age 59 and a half, if you've held that Roth for at least 5 years, all the earnings, everything comes out tax-free. Give you the rules on that, and then talk about what happens when you're over the income limits. 877-PLANNER, coming right back with more.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with car checks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call Car Checks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Exploring options for investments that can be integrated into a fundamental strategy to manage your wealth. Now, on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Oh, hi, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Warren. I've been doing this. The music means we're back. We were just talking about off the air, because this is what we do, about Roth conversions and all this stuff, and some strategies. And this is why the stuff that we talk about off the air often winds up on the air, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about here. What we were talking about was the ability to put money into a non-deductible IRA. Why would anybody put money into a non-deductible IRA? You raised this question earlier, Professor Plum, and the reason is probably to get it, use it as a way station to get it into a Roth IRA.
Well, now that we have the ability, you know, to do the Roth IRA, the non-deductible traditional IRA is kind of a joke. If I have two accounts, I have the same limit. Let's just say it's next year's limit, so it's $6,000 I can put into an account. I can put it into account A, no deduction, because I have a 401k at work. I can put it into account B, no deduction. Has nothing to do with what I have. Because it's a Roth. Account A, grows tax deferred. Account B, grows tax deferred. So far, they're identical in what happens. No deduction, no deductions. Tax deferred, tax deferred. But now,
identical.
You know, and I'm true with this one over
here,
though.
That's right, yes.
But now, 59 and a half, 5 years or more later, I want to start taking distributions. If I take distributions from account A, whatever the earnings are, I'm going to have a proration on that distribution. I'm going to pay tax on those earnings. On account B, I don't have to pay tax on anything. Account A, those earnings show up as part of my adjusted gross income, which may impact how much I pay in Social Security, on taxes on Social Security benefits. Not part B, or not account B, the Roth
IRA. Which is the Roth.
If the money is high enough on my first one coming out, it may affect my AGI where I pay more on my Medicare. Not on the Roth. If I don't need the money, I still have to take it out at 70 and a half.
On the right.
Not on the Roth.
Right.
There are so many advantages between for a Roth IRA versus a non-deductible traditional IRA. It's just one of those things. It's like, this is about as no-brainer as it gets.
Well, it really is. There aren't too many of those in the financial world, but in this case...
But now, the problem.
Okay, so the problem is this, and this is why we're going to go over the eligibility rules. For a Roth IRA, to just make a regular old contribution, first of all, you got to have earnings. That's true of any IRA.
Well, that's any IRA,
you have to have earnings. Doesn't matter. You got to have a job. You got to have earnings. Now, the 70 and a half rule is a little different for a Roth, but let's talk about the eligibility rules for contributing to a Roth IRA.
Well, for contributing to a Roth IRA, you have to have earned income, or you have to be married and filing a joint return with somebody who has earned income. W-2 wages or net self-employment income. And your adjusted gross income has to be under certain thresholds to be able to contribute directly to it. There's no age requirement. There's no minimum age. There's no maximum age. It's just a matter of earned income and AGI, adjusted gross income eligibility. So if you are a married couple and your adjusted gross income is under, in 2018, $189,000, you can contribute to a Roth IRA. If somebody in that household has earnings, you or your spouse has earnings, and you're filing a joint return, you can contribute, and your spouse can contribute, up to the full amount of $5,500 this year, $6,500 if you're 50 years of age or older this year.
Assuming your earnings are
assuming you have enough earnings to support it, you can contribute to a Roth. And the, you know, it doesn't matter whether I have a 401k, a profit-sharing plan, a pension plan, a retirement plan at work, a simple, a SEP, whatever. That doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form on the ability to contribute to a Roth. And in fact, having a 401k can actually help me become eligible if I'm close to that level and I bring my adjusted gross income down under the threshold by contributing to a 401k on a tax-deductible basis. So it's fairly straightforward. But what if you're over the limits? What if you phased out? It does phase out over a $10,000 income range from 189 to 199. Next year, it'll be 193 to 203. So what if you make 205 and you say, I can't contribute. So now I don't have all those wonderful options I talked about on that account B, the Roth IRA, the no RMD, the no tax, the no AGI impact, and all these other things. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Oh, ho-hum me. Woe is me. There may be a way for you to do it. Now, when they first came out, there was no way to do it because there were limits not only on the amount that you can contribute and the adjusted gross income phase outs for contributions, there are limits on conversions. But there's two ways to get money into a Roth IRA. One is a contribution. And a contribution is brand new money coming out of my checking account, it's, you know, coming out of my personal bank account, and it has to go in cash. I can't take stocks that I own and transfer them in. I have to sell them and transfer the cash in. But I could cash going in, brand new money that's not in a retirement plan right now. If I'm eligible, I can contribute. The contribution may be limited if I make too much money. The other way to get money into a Roth IRA is to take existing retirement money, existing IRAs, and convert them from the existing traditional style to the Roth. Now, I do have to pay taxes upon that conversion if there's taxable money in the retirement plan to start with. So there's two ways to look at it, and people get these confused quite a bit. Well, I can't do a conversion because I'm not working. No, conversions have nothing to do with it. The only thing now, after 2010, determining whether you can or cannot do a conversion is, do you have an IRA? Do you have a retirement account that you can flip over? There's no work requirement. There's no adjusted gross income requirement. There's no age requirement. The only thing that you cannot do on a conversion from a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA is convert required minimum distribution dollars. So if you are at least 70 and a half this year or older, and you have a required minimum distribution, you do need to satisfy that first before you can do a conversion. But once you've done the RMD, boom, you can do as much conversion as you want.
It doesn't always make sense to do as much as you want.
Doesn't always make sense.
But,
just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
But the whole idea of being able to convert, and when we started with Roth IRAs 21 years ago, there was a limit on who could convert. The limit was based at $100,000.
Of adjusted gross income.
If you made more than $100,000 on your tax return, adjusted gross income, married or single, you couldn't do a conversion. So we were aced out of the contribution, and we were, for the most part, aced out of the conversion. 2010 did away with one limit, the conversion limit. Now anybody at any income level, Bill Gates could convert.
Jeff Bezos. Let's switch over to him.
How old is Bezos?
Well, he's younger than...
Oh, he's younger than Gates?
Yeah, Gates is almost...
He's in his 60s.
Yeah. Well, we'll be a little more hip.
Okay.
We're gonna
Zuckerberg.
Okay, there's a guy with some... Yeah, all right. I don't know who makes more. I think Bezos might make more. But yes, you get the point.
He's younger, though. I know he's younger.
Oh, he's definitely younger.
He could do Roth conversions, assuming he had an IRA to begin with. I don't know if he has an IRA.
He can also do a non-deductible IRA if he wants.
He could do a conversion.
I'm concerned about my retirement.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah, sure.
But he might like tax-free.
Well, he might. Everybody likes tax-free.
So almost anybody can do, unless you're, except for the RMD, you can do a conversion. So can we use the fact that we have a limit on one but no limit on the other, to benefit us.
Right. I'd like to get money. I'd like to get this $6,000 in a Roth IRA.
But I make too much money.
You
make
too much, you're locked out. I say, okay, well, I can't go through this door. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me go around to the back side. I'm going to go around to the back the screen door. I'm going to go get in the house that way. It's a simple two-step. We'll tell you how this works when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 77 Planet, coming back with more Bucket Strategy.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to BizVod.com and join today.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
Is Ben Stein in the house somewhere?
He does like him, yeah.
I always think of Ben when I get the old Bob Dylan going there, you know?
Big fan of his.
Big fan. All right. Maybe we can get Ben back on. It's been years since we've had Ben on the show. I'd like to get him back on and get his take on some of this stuff. But anyway, markets or whatever, you know, we're not paying attention to that today. We're talking about Roths and Roth conversions and all this stuff. So here's the problem. Here's the deal. By the way, 877-PLANNER. If you have any questions on this stuff or anything else, give us a call. We got room for you on the phones, 877-PLANNER. Talking about Roth conversions here and something called the Roth two-step. We've just discussed this. You want to make a contribution. You want to get money into a Roth IRA. They won't let you. Why? You make too much money.
You're rich.
Well, yeah, or at least you have a big income. If you're married, this year in 2018, it's $199,000. Anything above that of adjusted gross income, you're done. You cannot.
Not even a partial contribution.
Nope. There's a $10,000 phase-in. Don't worry about that. And if you're single, it's $135,000 of adjusted gross income. Anything over that, you're gone. You can't do Roth IRAs. That is going to go
no
up a little
next year. No direct contribution to a Roth IRA.
No, but you still like to get money into it. Well, you're blocked at one door. You can do what's called a Roth two-step or the backdoor Roth. Professor Plum, I got my $6,000. Let's say I want to put $6,000 in, but I make too much money. Let's talk about what we do to get that $6,000 into a Roth IRA.
Well, assuming you don't have any other IRAs, no traditional IRAs, SEP simples, you can open a traditional IRA. And you can contribute your $6,000, $5,500 this year, $6,500 if you're 50 or older, to a traditional IRA. Traditional. So wait a minute. You said we wanted to do Roth. I know. We can't go directly to the Roth. We have to kind of go around the edge here, around the corner. So we're going to contribute first to the traditional IRA. That contribution to the traditional IRA is not deductible. So now my IRA has what they know as basis. After-tax money. And assuming it's the only IRA in my name, the basis is 100% of the account. And when I do a conversion, I don't have to pay tax on the basis. So I make a non-deductible contribution, and anybody who's under 70 and a half, who is working, can do a non-deductible. Even if they have a 401k, profit-sharing plan, pension plan, whatever at work, they can contribute. There's no limit on contribution as far as adjusted gross income goes. The only limit is on the deductibility. I can't deduct it. That's okay, I'm not going to deduct it going into the Roth either. So I put it into a non-deductible traditional IRA, and I turn around and flip the switch and say, you know, take that money, that $5,500, $6,500 or so that's in my traditional IRA, that's 100% of my entire IRA world, and move it over to the Roth IRA. That is completely allowed. There's nothing against the conversion, and there's no income limits. Anybody can do this. So I put my $5,500 in, and I flip it over to a Roth IRA. I do have to file a tax form that says I made a non-deductible contribution, and I do have to file, it's just a different part of the same form, that says I moved $5,500 over, and all $5,500 of it was basis, so it's not taxable. So the bottom line is I did not get a deduction for putting it in a traditional IRA. There was no tax on the conversion, and now it's all in a Roth IRA. It's a converted principal in the Roth IRA. So it goes forward, and I wait until at least 5 years and 59 and a half, and then I start taking money out, and it's a Roth IRA all the way.
It's just
qualified distribution. The only thing that can mess this up is if you have other IRAs in your name.
Other IRAs where there is tax-deferred money.
in it.
Pre-tax money in a SEP simple or rollover IRA. And it doesn't matter if you keep them separate. It doesn't matter how well you account for them. It doesn't matter that you know that this account here at this brokerage company is all pre-tax, and those IRAs over there, pay no attention to the IRAs behind the curtain over there. They don't matter.
It's a totally different building, different company.
They were from a different time in my life. It used to be a 401k that I rolled over, but now it's an IRA. You can't ignore those. You can ignore them, but the IRS won't ignore them. And yes, the IRS knows about them. And they will come back and say, you're going to have an issue. They ask, what is the total value of every IRA in your name as of the end of the year that you did the conversion? That's what they're going to look at. Do you have any other IRAs? They don't care where the after-tax money is, which account it is or is not in. All they say is, what is the value of all of your IRAs in your name?
Non-Roth.
Traditional IRAs, yes, non-Roth IRAs. And, don't pay attention to those. I just want to use this one. Sorry, can't use just that one. The only way you can use just this new one that I created, this new contribution, is if it's the only one in your name. Saw this, somebody run into trouble a year or so ago, where in February, they did this. They put $5,500 into a traditional IRA. They didn't have any others.
They had no other IRAs in their name.
No other IRAs at the time that they did this.
And this is a deductible funds, tax deferred money they put in, pre-tax.
No, they did after tax money.
Oh, it's an after tax. Oh.
They did this with the express purpose of doing a backdoor Roth.
Oh, I see. And no other Roths in their name.
They didn't have.
I mean, no other IRAs. No. Yeah.
And so in February, they did, and they put it in. They actually did 2 years worth. They did the 2016 and the 2017 contribution all in February before they filed their tax return. And so there was $11,000 there, whatever the number was. It might have been 10-5 at the time, but they put it in. It's all after-tax. The only thing in their name in this one IRA, and it's the only IRA in their name, is the after-tax money. They convert it to a Roth the next week.
Sounds good to me so far.
They had a 401k at work that they were contributing to. In July, they got the bad news. They were being downsized. So they quit. They got terminated. And when they terminate employment, they're like, they rolled their 401k to an IRA. That happened in either late September or early October. Well, guess what? The fact that they did the backdoor Roth at a time where they had absolutely no other IRA, in this case, is not going to help them.
Was it a huge 401k that they transferred to an IRA?
$600,000.
Whew.
At the end of the year, what was the total of their IRA balance? Because they look at the end of the year. At the end of the year, the total of their IRA balance was $600,000+.
Out of their pre-tax IRA.
Their IRA value was $600,000+. And then you add in the converted amounts, and now you do a math calculation. How much of the IRA, the total IRA, for this year was after-tax money? And in this case, it was about 3% or whatever the number is. So,
because they had $11,000 in their IRAs of pre-tax, of post-tax, and 600 some odd thousand of pre-tax. That ratio of pre-tax to
post-tax. Okay, 1.8%.
1.8% of their total IRAs were post-tax, which meant that when they converted this, let's call it $10,000. Okay. When they converted $10,000 over, only a tiny portion of that $10,000 was tax-free.
Because it all happened in the same year. So if you're going to be doing the Roth two-step, make sure you don't have any other IRAs for that year at any time during the year. Because they look at the fact that they look at it on a specific date, the last day of the year, also opens up alternatives. What if I have pre-tax money? I have an IRA, but I want to do this. Well, as long as I can get rid of the pre-tax money before the end of the year, I can answer the question, the only money in my pre-tax IRA was that $11,000 or $5,000 that I converted to Roth.
Yeah, but
so how do I get rid of money in an IRA?
I got $100,000 of pre-tax. What do you want me to just give it away?
I'd rather not lose it.
Just invest in snake oil and it goes to nothing?
No, that's not a good idea either.
No.
But if I am still employed, I was making contributions, so I've got to have some earned income somewhere, hopefully. I'll contact my current 401k and roll the money over to my current 401k. And as long as that transaction occurs before the end of the year, now where is the money? The money that's $600,000 is in the 401k. 401k, they don't ask you about. They only ask you, what's the value of your IRAs, traditional IRAs at the end of the year? Well, I used to have $600,000, but I put it back into my 401k, so now it's over there. I still have it in my left pocket, but they're only asking about my right pocket, the traditional pocket. Now I can do my backdoor Roths.
Yeah. Now, of course, one thing on this, your 401k administrator has to allow it to happen.
Right.
Sometimes they don't. It's up to them.
More and more of them are allowing it now.
But, yeah. They will, but in some instances they don't, so you need to check with them. Now, in your example that you gave of the people who did the
rollover at the end of the year,
they put in, let's call it $10,000, and they thought it was going to be a tax-free exchange, tax-free conversion into a Roth. They still wound up getting money into the Roth. That wasn't the problem. They had to pay taxes on almost all the $10,000. I mean, worst thing that happens is you do that. You still ultimately get the money inside the Roth.
You just had to pay taxes on it.
You had to pay taxes on it.
And now, unfortunately for them, anytime they take a distribution from their IRA, if they want to get some of that after-tax money that's left in the IRA out, they got to file the tax return.
Got to file a
the 8606
form. The form, yeah, it's just kind of a hassle. All right, so that's.
But it can be done, and it's a very good strategy.
It can be done. It's just a lot cleaner and better for you if you have no other traditional pre-tax money sitting in IRAs. And as we said, if you do have other money sitting in traditional pre-tax IRAs, we'll go over it again when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process. process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Americans are going crazy for a new Italian diet pill that burns three times more fat than dieting alone. And the next 100 callers get three bottles for free. Sold under the brand name Invigorate 3X, this powerful pill triggers metabolic acceleration, a process that's deficient in most Americans, making weight loss a hassle. But a new study shows 30 pounds gone in 90 days with just two capsules a day. Julie B. of Nashville says, "I was skeptical, but when I saw a famous doctor made it, I decided to try it. I was shocked. I lost 16 pounds in 6 weeks. For a limited time, our listeners get three free bottles with a qualifying order. Call 1-800-932-1789 now to get started. Call in the next 10 minutes and also get a free bottle of the doctor's Ultra Detox. And don't forget your free 14-day diet fix. No obligation and 100% free when you call right now. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
This is the show focused on integrating your investments with a strategy that's consistent and committed to helping manage your wealth. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Yeah, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, we got another hour still to come, and I was going to talk yesterday a little bit more about these things in the second hour that we brought up the other day, which were the 13 financial tips to live by. We got a nice discussion yesterday on whatever it was. We had a big discussion in the second hour yesterday. I'll be danged if I can remember. And Plum doesn't remember either. But it was darn good.
We were on yesterday?
Yeah, we were on yesterday, and I can't remember what it was. Anyway, so I'll try to get to that today. Oh, I think it didn't have to do with basis or something. Anyway, whatever. It led into today's discussion, which is Roth conversion strategies. So, yes, idea is to get money into a Roth. You want to get money into a Roth. I'll just recap here. You make too much money to contribute to a Roth IRA.
But we really like the benefits of a Roth IRA.
We like putting the money into, we like to have money growing and eventually coming out tax-free. Because, you know, maybe we've got a lot of time on our side. Maybe even if we don't, we want to be able to live off some of this money, perhaps, so that it doesn't, you know, one of the biggest advantages of the Roth IRA, you went over earlier, the income from a Roth, whatever money you take, doesn't affect anything. Doesn't affect your AGI.
Right, and so my choice is I can do a non-deductible traditional IRA. I can do non-deductible personal investing, and where the investing is going to throw off taxable income, hopefully if it grows, or you know, interest, dividends, capital gains, all that. Or I can put it into, hopefully, a Roth, where I don't have to worry about any of that junk anymore. It's It's a non-event. It's tax-deferred, and ultimately, if I do it right, it's tax-free.
Right. So the two steps. If you have no other IRAs in your name, not traditional IRAs I'm talking about, none.
Nada.
It is a very clean, easy thing. We simply take your contribution of whatever it would be, $5,000, $6,000 next year, whatever it is, put it into a non-deductible IRA, and then immediately, day later, maybe the same day, week later, whatever it is, move that money over to a Roth. Convert it to a Roth. Might be better to do it sooner, because if you have any growth in that non-deductible IRA between the time you put it in and the time that you put it, or if you have a loss.
Growth, what is that? Yeah, if you have a loss, then it doesn't help.
That doesn't help at all. So do it quickly. Get it over into a Roth. You get that money in, and you get it growing for you, we hope growing, tax-free. And as we said before, if you have already money in tax-deferred IRA, if you already have that somewhere, you did it years ago, you did it whatever, and you've got money in your IRA world that is pre-tax, that can throw a little bit of a wrinkle into this two-step this normally easy two-step process.
Now, I've seen where it's not a big wrinkle. Somebody may have an old IRA with $4,000 or $5,000 in it, and instead of trying to roll the $4,000 or $5,000 of pre-tax money to their 401k, they just say, you know what, I'll add to it and put my $5,000 of non-deductible money in, and I'll just pay tax on the four, so that in the future I can continue to do the full amount of the backdoor Roth. That's a decision. I mean, it wasn't a huge tax. It's a tax on something right now, but that cleans up your IRA world, and maybe that's easier than trying to move it over to the IRA or 401k.
Yeah. So there are different things you can do. As Professor Plum said, you can take your pre-tax IRA and call your 401k administrator, your company, your HR person, get them to take your pre-tax money and put that into the 401k. You have to take all of it out from all your IRAs, put it into your 401k if they allow it, and then it's a clean sort of thing. Otherwise, you're going to be paying taxes on some of that conversion, and you're going to be filling out a form for just as long as those pre-tax IRAs exist.
Now, I had this question the other day, and let's say somebody's been doing the backdoor Roth for a while, and their mom or dad died and left them an IRA.
Oh, so you've been.
Now you have an inherited. You've inherited an IRA.
Yeah, good point.
Now I have an IRA, and it's kind of in my name. It's an inherited IRA, but it's I have total control over it. I have to take RMDs from it too, from my inherited IRA from somebody other than a spouse. Does that screw up my ability to do a Roth two-step? You said you couldn't have any other IRAs in your name as your own IRA. The inherited IRA does not screw up your ability to do a Roth two-step.
It is a beneficiary IRA.
It's a beneficiary IRA.
Is what it is.
It's still technically, it's not your IRA. You're the beneficiary of it, but it wasn't yours. It was somebody else's.
You didn't build it.
Yeah, you didn't build that IRA, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
We're bad, are we?
It's in your name. Well, it seemed appropriate. I just thought I'd throw that in.
And in this case, it kind of worked.
Well, it's true because, your parent in this example or whatever, they built the whole thing up. Whoever it was built it up. But now it is in your name. Now, that's the odd thing about this, because I inherit an IRA, a traditional IRA. I can do anything I want with it. As long as I take required minimum distributions, I can take the whole thing out if I want, pay taxes. I can do anything I want with it. It's just like it was my IRA from the beginning.
But it's not.
But
there
it's
is
not.
One thing you cannot do with that inherited IRA.
Yes.
You cannot convert it.
Nope. Can't convert it because it's not mine.
Because the rules say you can't.
You can't. You can't convert it.
Not an inherited IRA. You can only convert your own IRA.
Yeah, but it's good information to know, because we have said this before, and we don't talk a lot about inherited IRAs. And since we've only got a minute or so left, since we're on the topic of IRAs, we're going to talk more about this, I think, next hour. Taxation on IRAs. There's some confusion about that. If you inherit an IRA, a required minimum distribution, even if you're way younger than age 70 and a half.
Right, and that's a question we've had. Well, don't I have a penalty if I take money out of an IRA, but I'm only 45, 35?
25.
Or whatever age you are when you take the money out of the inherited IRA? Well, the answer is no. You don't have a penalty. It's not your IRA. The owner of the IRA died, and once that person unfortunately passed, there's no penalty on the money coming out anymore.
No.
That's one of the things that gets you away from the penalty. Age 59 and a half, getting old enough to take money out, being disabled, death. Those are the big three. Once one of those events has occurred, then the penalty goes away.
Yeah. As long as you didn't build it. As long as you didn't build the IRA.
Even if it's your own IRA. If you die, somebody's
right.
Going
to... Whoever's IRA you have, if you didn't build it, it's not yours. Well, it is yours, but the rules are a little different.
You have total control over it. You dictate how it gets invested.
You pay the taxes on it.
You pay the taxes on it, but it's not yours.
That's right. There's no penalty, but you still have to pay taxes.
Oh,
Don't forget about that.
You always
got to pay taxes. All right. We got more to talk about. It's not even scratched the surface. Need the brain trust off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. We're going to go build something right now. We're going to come back with another hour. Buck Market Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities LLC.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.